She said as a child in Ireland, the whole family was really musical, but they'd all be in the music room playing, and she was the youngest, and they'd make her peel potatoes while everyone else was singing. And because she got the message she didn't have a good voice when she was young. And so she kind of internalized that. And whether it was them making their peel the potatoes or her own sort of internalized choice to do that, she was peeling potatoes while her family made music. And her older brother, went on to become a Juno award-winning guitarist and musician, which is kind of like the Grammys in Canada. And her whole life, she didn't think she was a musician. And then something happened for her. And now she leads what she does for a living and as a vision, her purpose in life. She leads a 300-person no-audition choir in Vancouver, in Victoria, BC. It's called the Getting Higher Choir. And what she is so good at is meeting people who think they can't sing. And she'll say to them, "Who taught you that?" And she believes that if you think you can't sing, it's because someone gave you that message. And she'll sit with someone, and it'll take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but she can get them to match a note for the first time in their life. And then they'll join the choir and get singing, and before you know it, they're singing perfect parts, you know? And they know they can sing. So I actually did a training with her, a year-long training in how to lead groups of people singing, called a community choir leadership training. And this is one of the songs that one of her students wrote. It's a really beautiful one. It's a really sweet one. So it goes like this. The first part is, "Let us see the beauty every day."
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to sing that one.
"And source our lives from its presence." And this is written by a man named Lawrence Cole. And so there's two parts, and they kind of fit together nice. So the first part goes, "Let us see the beauty every day, and source our lives from its presence. Let us see the beauty every day, and source our lives from its presence." Let's just do that first section there. There's a little delay. It sounded beautiful, though. "Let us see the beauty every day." So here, I'll do it. "Let us see the beauty every day." Before.
"Let us see the beauty every day."
Nice. My turn. "And source our lives from its presence.
And source our lives from its presence."
So let's loop it.
"Let us see the beauty every day, and source our lives from its presence."
One more time.
"Let us see the beauty every day, and source our lives from its presence."
Beautiful, nice. Men, is that a good range, or should we go a little lower?
No.
A little lower. We'll do that. I'm having a rough time finding my range. That's all right.
It's a salmon.
Yeah. So let's try it here. "Let us see the beauty every day, and source our lives from its presence." Is that better? Let's hear it.
"Let us see the beauty every day, and source our lives from its presence."
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. Keep it going.
"Let us see the
I want to know if you can see the beauty, even though it isn't pretty every day. So, this part, we'll sing that part, and it goes, I want to know if you can see the beauty.
I want to know if you can see the beauty.
I want to know if you can see the beauty, even though it isn't pretty every day.
I want to know if you can see the beauty, even though it isn't pretty every day.
Nice, beautiful. All right. So you can pick, it can be men, women, or you can just pick.
Can we do that last one again?
Yeah. You want to do it again?
Yeah.
All right. So it's, there's a little pause and then we're in. So,
I want to know if you can see the beauty, even though it isn't pretty every day. I want to know if you can see the beauty, even though it isn't pretty every day.
Nice, keep going.
I want to know if you can see the beauty, even though it isn't pretty every day.
Even though it isn't pretty every day. Do that little part.
Even though it isn't pretty every day.
So we'll get the first one going, and then we'll add in the second one. Can we do it?
Yeah.
I know we can.
Oh, yeah.
And let's try this. Siobhan says, we're meant to stand when we're singing. I mean, sing when we're standing, you know? The lungs work a lot better.
Yeah.
So do you sing one or other of those two?
They're together, so they sync up.
Can you shut up on the floor when...
Raise your hand if you're going to sing the first part, which is a little lower.
Yeah.
Well,
I can.
All right, raise your hand if you're going to sing the second part, which is a bit higher.
Or John Rowan.
Come on. We need a few more on the second part.
I'll go second part.
You'll go second part.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do this. First part, just come stand over on the side of the room real quick. This will make it easier. Second part, just come stand right over here, generally. So this is the, let us see the beauty.
We're getting higher.
Go.
We all want you.
Oh, we all want you. Oh,
you too.
Go. So here we go. That's a good key.
Which is
the beauty every day, and source of light from its presence. Let us see the beauty every day, and source of light from its presence. Let us see the beauty every day.
Yeah.
Let us see the beauty every day. Let us see the beauty. So is the light from this present every day. Let us see the beauty every day. Let us see the beauty. And so is the light from this present every day. Let us see the beauty every day. Let us see the beauty. And so is the light.
Yes, true.
Right. So this is a really nice one, and sometimes we'll leave it for late in the week, but we might miss that one, so we'll do it now. What's that?
It feels like
yeah.
What day is it?
Day 1.
Day 1.
Yeah.
Today.
Tuesday at
9. So here we go. So this is a beautiful, beautiful song, right? And there are 4 parts that all go together, and each one is in a different language. And in fact, there's 5 different languages. And each of the 5 represents one of the sort of really popular major religions in the world. So this is called Peace Chant. This is about all of those perspectives and languages and cultures singing together in a beautiful harmony. So there's 4 parts. And what I'll do is teach the 4 parts, and then you get to choose where you want to be. And then we'll put them together. How does that sound?
Awesome.
All right, so the first part is going to be kind of the drone, the bass chant that keeps us in rhythm, keeps us grounded in the right key.
You ready for the next one?
And it's from the Buddhist tradition. It's Sanskrit, ancient Sanskrit, from what I've been told. And the words are Om Mani Padme Hum. So try that.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Translations, anybody?
Jewel in the heart of the lotus.
Hail to the jewel in the heart of the lotus.
Can I just the jewel and the lotus are the bedrock of the Buddhists. So the jewel is discerning wisdom, and the lotus is the compassionate heart. So they have to be together.
There you are. So Om Mani Padme Hum.
You get the word.
So it's gonna be Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
and it'll go like this.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
That's the one we'll begin and end on. Second part is in Arabic, and it's from the tradition of Islam. And it's the beginning of a prayer, and I once did a camp, and there was a man from Afghanistan, a young man, teenager, who had been exiled due to the wars. His parents had been killed. And he was so moved when we sang this song, because he said, he said that's just the beginning of a longer song and prayer that I sing, you know, all the time. And so this is the beginning of a prayer, and it's, the words are La ilaha il Allahu.
La ilaha il Allahu.
La ilaha
il Allahu.
And what it's, the translation he gave me is, there is no God but God. And I'm told that in the Sufi circles, they say this to mean there's nothing that's not God. There's no God but God. So it goes like this. La ilaha illallahu.
La ilaha illallahu.
Yashin are great. So good. All right, the third part is two languages put together. It's peace in two languages. So it's Shalom, Shanti. Shanti from, I believe the language is Hindi. Yeah. And so representing Hinduism in India. And Shalom in Hebrew, representing Jewish tradition. So it goes like this. Shalom. Shanti.
Shalom. Shanti. Shalom. Shanti. Shalom. Shanti.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So the last part is from the Christian tradition, the language is Latin. So maybe the vicar will hear us over there. And it's looping a certain part of a song that I'm certainly familiar with from Christmas time.
Gloria in excelsis.
So it's glory to God in the highest. Excel, like excellence, right? Glory to God in the highest. Yep. So those are the four parts. So what I'd like you to do is to move yourself to the part of the room where you're part of it. So here we'll do the Om Mani Padme Hum. Here we'll do La Ilaha. Here we'll do Shalom Shanti. And here we'll do Gloria. So move yourself what you want to sing. And you can change throughout the song, just to start us off.
I'm just joking, because I'm like, I'm
get it going. We'll get it going here. At the end, sometimes when we do this with teenagers, Cosmo and Marilyn have been there sometimes. Sometimes it can turn into a nice freestyle session at the end. But there may be a space at the end for people to step in. It's a nice, feeling. Step in and speak a blessing, if you want, or just to step in and feel a beautiful harmony. Siobhan's amazing. She's like the singing guru, you know? And she says, you know, it's vitamin H. That's what she says. H for harmony. She said, you know that tingling feeling you get when people are singing all together? She said, we need that as humans. We need it on a regular basis. And that's why she does the choirs, for herself, so she can regularly get bathed in 300 voices in harmony. And it's beautiful. And she also says, it's good to get people singing songs with really positive messages. Because you know how songs run through your head all day? They're kind of like these mantras. And so what if you were to create community choirs where everyone in the town singing similar messages that are really positive? So I also want to acknowledge that obviously there's a lot of people and religions not represented, right?
There's a couple more to that song as well.
There are. Do you know them? Mm. Nice. What are they? We'll get it going.
She's the and you can part of it.
Oh, great.
There's a, oh, great spirit, sun, sky, and sea. You are inside and all around me.
Nice. You want to upgrade it? Add that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's have a fifth one. That's awesome. I've been wanting this. People have been convincing
me. All right.
All right. So here we go. There we go. Yeah, I will. I hope I get that. So I'll add each part. So I'll come around and get you started, all right? So that this all sync up.
La ilaha illallah.
beyond all names. You, who are the spirit in all things. You, who are the earth beneath our feet, the sky around us. Hear your children sing to you in all our many voices.
Silence after the song. Equally important part of the song. Can you feel it? Take a breath, and on the out breath, find our way back to our seats.
I'm going to go to the next one. I like it now.